When I came to the faith home in Zion, after I had been an apprentice for 3.5 years, I met Brother Wannenmacher. And you know, there was a group of ministers there that were quite efficient. Some of them could preach like a power. And they looked down on Joseph Wannenmacher because he can't talk anything. He knows 3 languages, but he can't talk either one properly. The fact. And they said, oh, well, he's a Hungarian. He's a foreigner. Well, one of the preachers said, well, of course he can play the fiddle. That was one feature that they thought was good about Joseph. But you know, he walked away from them like a constellation walks away from a team of cows pulling manure. Excuse if I use scientific expressions. I want to rub it in. And when I met Joseph, I said, I want to meet Joseph. They said, you can't see him. Why? He's praying. Well, I moved around that home until I found him. It was cold. In those days, they didn't heat the faith home very well. And here, Brother Joseph sat under a pile of blankets in his room, praying and fasting. Fasting and praying. Now, he had no church at all. But he wanted God, he wanted God, he wanted God, he wanted God, and he'd pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. And time and again, he'd spend a week or 2 weeks fasting and praying. And then God sent him to Milwaukee to open the mission, and all the preachers, he cried him. I was there. I was with him in that basement where he opened his work. They decried him from the pulpits. They called him on the telephone. Tell him to go back where it came from. But it wasn't long before he had conquered Milwaukee. He was like a pillar of fire in that city, and they all became his friends, and all the churches in Milwaukee and in Chicago and in one sense all over the world derived blessing from that one boy. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall walk and not be weary. They shall run and not faint. What will happen to you when you do that? Oh, my Lord and my God. Just a few weeks ago, I saw Joseph. And he was discussing with me one of those preachers that had deridingly spoken of Joseph as being a foreigner. Where is that other preacher? No place. He's made a failure of himself wherever he's ministered. All these 40 years. And today, failure is written across his whole face. And he was a man that thought he was very smart and very gifted and very greatly called. He was. Many are called, but few are chosen.